Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Howdy.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why first deals can go sideways. Why your first real estate transaction could possibly go sideways. Here's a hint. I bet it won't. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com. It's our free online community.
Ever since the success pants, you have to really try to over-enunciate.
I said success pants one time, and now that's my
pants.
That's my name.
I love it.
That's my nickname throughout our whole community.
Hey, success pants.
My members address me that way. Success pants.
I love it.
I still don't get it.
Oh,
I think it's funny. But.
It's hilarious. Good thing you're wearing your success pants today. All right. Ryan asked, the seller's husband died and she has multiple properties she would like to sell in one transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I have all the questions I need to ask her before I talk to her tomorrow. Here is the letter I received. Thanks for your help. Mr. Ryan, say that. I am interested in selling this property. My husband died 5 years ago, so I'm not sure what paperwork you need to see to prove I am the owner. There are also other properties I would like to sell if you or someone you know would be interested. I would prefer to sell them all at once. I look forward to hearing from you. And then Ryan says what questions I need to ask her and make sure I have all the info that I need.
Well, Mrs. Widow, I would prefer to buy them all at once.
Exactly.
And this is what we're going to do.
Yay.
This is a happy, happy, happy thing. I love the situation. Mm-hmm. So you can undo these deals pretty easily. You know, it's not every circumstance is slightly different, but in general, chances are this couple took title to the properties as joint tenants. It's got the full phrases, joint tenants with rights of survivorship. If I were talking to Ryan right now, I would say, please get the document, the vesting deed, or the document or documents that show the property, you know, whose name the property's in. Mm-hmm. That's the starting point for every discussion like this. And then he's going to read whose name it's in. It might be in Mrs. Smith's name or Mr. Smith's name only or whatever. And then you start from there. But chances are most property you run into like this, it's in joint tenants with rights of survivorship. It's called JTROS. And just like the name suggests, you're joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Mm-hmm. If a husband passes away like this, now she owns the property. And she conveys it to Ryan. There's a few ways that it could be really, really messy if they took it, took title as Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith, married couple. You don't see it too often anymore. It used to be that way. Then there's some stuff that you got to undo. And depending on what state it is, it's really easy or it's impossible or anything in between. Most of the time, it's really, really easy. You just file an affidavit. With whatever county it's in. And so there's real specific stuff that to address these things. If the deal sounds like this deal might be large enough where you just hire a title, the title does it for you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point too, yeah. Depending how big it is and how much is at stake. I love it.
Multiple properties.
So I guess
I love multiple property deals.
I do. Well, the questions you want to know. So yeah, you want to know about how the ownership is on the deed, on the vesting deed. And then you know your next steps from there. So,
but here's the takeaway, listeners. Get the vesting deed. Yeah, Dated at Doorstep, you know, the company that we own, the members, we provide the resources for you to very easily go pull from multiple places and multiple companies, multiple websites. Go pull the vesting deed and see what's going on there. Get, if you're new at this, whether you're a member or not, start doing that on every single deal, even if it's a slam dunk, because you're going to learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do a little bit slightly more difficult deals like this one, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The process is easy. And so,
exactly.
Hey, Ryan, if you need some help, call me. He's been around. He's one of our original members, too, and mm-hmm. I'll help you.
Yep.
Jill will, too. Jill's an expert at this kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, today's topic, why first deals can go sideways. What happens? How can they go sideways? This is the meat of the show.
I wanted to talk about this because it comes up with folks coming to us who may or may not have our program. Usually they're not. Usually this comes up when I'm talking to people who are thinking about getting into this business, and they have these really, really, really big, lofty, lofty goals. And one of the things I want to tell everybody is, let's slow down. Let's do this right. Let's not go overboard. You know, I don't want first deal craziness. And because you think you're going to dive in and do an apartment building tomorrow, and because there's a lot involved in that. So let's start off right and do it the right way. So I love that the way you titled this, Jack, why first deals can go sideways. Like, one of them is, yeah, you went way overboard and
yeah,
you got a little ahead of yourself. And that's the thing. I don't want you to get ahead of yourself and then now you think all deals are bad. This doesn't work. No, that's not true. You just got ahead of yourself.
Yeah, the few shows before this and the few shows after it are dedicated to this one topic, how to get past your first deal. And so I hear this all the time from people who have just quite simply not gotten past their first deal, and they're concerned that it's going to go sideways. Mm. And the fact is, it almost never does. So here's my recommendation. It almost never does go sideways. The reason it goes sideways is because you bit off too much than you can chew.
Right.
So my pure and simple recommendation is this. Follow the whole thing. Send a bunch of offers out to people who you think are going to sell their property. Some for $500, $1,000. Buy one for $500 or $1,000. And if every single thing goes wrong, what you lost was $500 or $1,000. In the scheme of things, not a big deal at all. Does it happen? Almost never. Mm-hmm. If you go into it with this attitude and you use the tools that we have to make sure it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the most spend $500 on a 5-acre property on the west western part of the country. Chances are it's going to go fine. Sell it to somebody for $1,000. Might be even like another member in Land Academy, or might be your brother-in-law. You might deed it to your wife and sell it to her for $1 just to get over all the paperwork and all that stuff. Because that's really, when you break it down, there's some little tiny concern that's it's not like, does this business model work? It's that crazy. There's a million people in Success Plant doing it every day, mm-hmm. us included.
Yeah.
So it's
we all know it works.
It's not that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's just that there's little tiny things that you got to, you know, there's some moving parts to this, mm-hmm. but it's well worth in the end, you're doubling and tripling your money.
Exactly.
So that's the, you know,
yeah.
We're all in the back of our head worrying that it might go sideways. How can it go sideways? You know, it won't.
Right.
Just get one of those simple little deals done.
Exactly. And you know what? Here's the thing too. Like you said, if it all goes sideways and, oh, gee, you failed, like we talk about, great. You're only going to do that once. You know, we
got that out of the way.
Yeah, now we know.
Exactly. So,
and you're going to laugh about it forever. You're going to say, my first deal, oh my gosh, I did everything wrong. So, but, and then from there, I learned. And now look where I am.
We are so wired to think that failing at stuff is bad.
Right.
From tiny little children. And it's not. It's exactly. That's how you succeed.
You know, I wanted to get up and fail last night at the karaoke, but you wouldn't let me. I got to share this.
Let me clarify something.
Yeah.
I don't let Jill do something or not let her do anything. Trust me.
You did. you.
What you said is, do I sing well? And I said, no. And then you took that as...
It was just funny. I'm like, you just told me no, do not get up there and sing.
But you're super pretty.
Thanks.
But I can't sing.
I thought that that would be pretty. Enough. You know what? Looking around the room, that might have been enough. Looking around the room, no one probably would have even noticed I was singing. Just kidding.
We didn't intentionally go to a karaoke place last night. It was in our path.
Exactly. Hey, let's stop in here. And then we went, where are
probably
we?
Probably won't do that again.
Exactly. That's true. We walked in. We had very high hopes about that establishment, and we spent 2 minutes there, and we went, yeah, no, we're not coming back here.
Exactly.
That was hilarious.
It was fun.
I know.
Yeah, so
yeah.
First, you know, these deals, some of them go sideways, but almost never. We have deals go sideways sometimes. You know why deals go sideways? Sellers change their mind. That's the number one reason.
Oh, I think
that almost never happens.
Oh, I think that I'm trying to give a list of things that you could do wrong.
Go ahead.
That would happen. And that's okay. You overpaid. Yeah. Oops.
Still got the deal done.
I know. Right. You overpaid. Didn't make as much. All right. We got that. We learned.
You don't lose money. You just didn't make as much.
Let's just see. It took too long to sell because you didn't market it right. That can happen. You only put it one place.
I'm really talking about on the buy side.
Oh, okay.
On the acquisition side.
On the acquisition side? Yeah. Okay.
If you buy it right, the sales are going to be automatic.
Right. Well, then usually that's the reason you didn't buy it right.
Too much.
Because you know what? Even if it's a property that doesn't have all the four A's, it's missing, when I say the four A's, it's
acreage,
attributes.
Is it close to something cool? Or you can describe it cool, like mountain views.
Affordability,
cheaper is better.
Access,
got to have it.
Right. So let's just say you missed one of those. Maybe you missed the access.
Maybe you missed all four.
So, all right. Again, we overpaid. You still got a property. You might have to hang on to a little bit longer to find the right person that wants it, you know, or just price it even more aggressively. I don't know. But I can see that could be a first deal mistake. And like I said, you'll have a sticky note on your computer after that reminding you to check all those things before you buy something.
Here's a mistake I made, and it's never gone away. And this is what people lay awake at night worrying about. And here's why I think it's funny and I don't care. Many years ago, I bought a property from a guy and didn't do my homework. Anyway, the buck stops at my desk, so I'm going to say I didn't do my homework. It turned out it was a partial ownership property. The guy only owned 50% of it, and we dropped the ball. We didn't, and I get a tax bill for half of this property every single year, and I open the letter. And I'm reminded of that mistake that I made, and I laugh my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha, so what? I made a mistake.
And then we promptly do not pay that tax bill.
That's exactly right.
and laugh about it and go, okay.
It'll go back to the county, and I've tried to contact the other half owner. He's nowhere to be found.
No, I know. Yeah.
So stuff happens. And it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. When I see people in residential investing houses, I see brand new people. This is how you can really screw up your REI career. You go into the MLS or you find a real estate agent and you pick out a house, the one that you think is going to work great as a rental house or a flip. And then you go get a loan. And you get a loan for not only the property, but you get a loan for repairs. And you hire a contractor. And you go through all the motions of all of that, and you spend a bunch of money, and then you try to, and then you list it after it's done. You list it with a real estate agent and put it on the MLS, and expect to make a dollar. Mm-hmm. In fact, you lose your ass doing that. Mm-hmm. Why is it ass twice, three times now?
Nice.
Show? Sorry.
It's okay.
And that, my friends, is almost all we see it on TV, on HGTV. We see a million examples. We've seen our parents do it. We've seen everybody do this, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. This is absolutely categorically the wrong way to invest in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into and spend a lot of time on the right way, but it doesn't involve any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It involves aligning yourself, if you don't have any money, aligning yourself with people who do and have some transaction experience, and with our help, becoming an absolute expert at bird dogging or locating undervalued property that are set up and ready to do what I just described. Purchase it, flip it, clean it up in a Lance case, clean it up on the internet, and sell for more. That's what we're experts at. I don't even own tools. And we do a lot of real estate deals, like residential real estate deals.
Well said.
Speechless. Still speechless. What the heck is that?
I don't know. That was just really nice.
She does that when she doesn't listen at all.
Yeah.
She didn't even listen.
I was listening to the whole thing. I was totally listening. I just was kind of letting you go. That was beautiful, and I didn't want to interrupt it at all.
This is a technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. We are data experts. We just happen to sell real estate. We're data experts first.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Are you stressed or pushed or, you know, anything along those lines, you know, walking around jittery, you just can't get everything done? I just want to remind you, and it's to take a step back and please be careful. Because if you let yourself get to that point, it's going to affect not only your health, but your decisions, your people. There's a lot of things in your world that Jack's looking like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just thinking how true this is.
Okay.
I mean, like, I was conjuring personal examples.
All right.
It's absolutely true.
It's just, it's something that we don't, we talk about, then we don't talk about because we don't want to talk about it because it's stressful. It's silly. We should talk about it. Chill out, relax, because it's going to, you're going to make better decisions if you're rested and feeling good and taking care of yourself. In whatever you're doing, whether it's your side business, your day job, your family, your commute. So I just wanted to bring that
That's
in.
That's awesome.
Jack, are you
Do you have a personal example?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
All the time. I mean, we do it all the time. There's, you know, we let ourselves do it. Like, oh, I'm late. And you get lower. And then you're like, then you're making bad decisions in the car. You're cutting people off. You're doing dangerous stuff. You're calling to let the people know on the other end while you're driving that you're late. Hold on, everybody. It's going to be just fine. You know, just don't.
Here's my, I'm going to answer.
Yeah.
I am very quick to terminate profitable real estate transactions if they're not going the way I think they should go.
Because it's stressful?
No, just because I don't have any patience, you know? And I think that that's kind of what you're saying. It's just like, I don't really like the way this guy's talking.
So you don't let it get to you to that point?
I just, you know, yeah. I mean, it's a subsection of what you're saying.
Even
though it breaks some money on it. It's just like, I'm not, no.
Well, this is good. This is how you...
I don't let it get to that
point. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So you're, I get it. You're like, you're a little having a little hard time understanding the topic because you're saying, I don't let it get to that point.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, I understand the topic completely.
Okay.
Oh, believe me. I go way over the line and then realize it multiple times.
Isn't that interesting?
But not, you know, yeah.
So that's interesting because I think I do that too. I think I have the two extremes. I'm either like, whatever, everything rolls off my back. Or I have the, holy cow, everything's now a big deal.
Yeah.
And you got to have that happy or medium and a little more towards the, is this really important? You know, picking your battles.
I had to call a buyer once, like 3 or 4 years ago, because this guy, it was a pretty big deal. We bought a bunch of acreage in New Mexico, Jill and I. And he, it was awesome property. It was a great deal. And the acquisition went great, almost as always. And then we threw it out. It wasn't a wholesale deal. We threw it out in our website and the whole thing. And this IT professional, a young guy, we loved it. He loved the deal. And he bought it. We ended up doing the deal. But it was not through escrow. And he wasn't familiar with that. You're going to run into this in your career. So he was not talking to Jill the way he should have been. And she told me about it. And maybe the Italian came out of me. I don't know. But I called this guy and gave him the what for. He ended up still buying the property. And he's on our, let's say B list now, not our A list wholesale. But that's all it takes sometimes is to just set the guy straight. And that was not, that's not pretty. I guess I probably could have handled that a little bit better, but it did solve it.
Thank you. That was good. I love that. So I just want to make sure everybody's kind of just be aware of this and be in tune of this. Because you think that if you think that walking around like that is pushing you to do more, better and faster, I beg to differ. You might be affecting, like I said, your health. Some of your decisions may not be your best decisions, and how you're working with your people and treating your people may not be the best. And you might get better results if you take a step back.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's pretty much me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Remember that guy?
Oh, I remember that exactly. I do. So, did you not like my thing?
Did I what?
Did you not like my inspiration? It's okay to be honest.
I love it.
Oh, okay, got it.
I love it.
I really couldn't tell this time. I couldn't tell if
No. You know what? I was thinking about, because, you know, the fact is this. I just didn't make a comment on it because I was honestly took it to heart, probably like a listener. And I'm like, oh, man, I probably do that way too much. I was thinking about it, you know. You inspired me. That's what I was supposed to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Even if you are fibbing, it's a good recovery.
No, I really do because there's a bunch of, we live in an area now where, I don't know, We have a great life. You know, there's nothing stressful at all. There shouldn't be. And stuff still is stressful sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I just have to take a step back and say, it's because I'm causing it.
That's
I'm not causing right. it, but I'm letting it get to me.
Right.
And it's silly.
That is, I should have followed up with that. You're right. Most of the time you're stressed because you're doing it.
Yeah.
No one's really standing over your desk yelling at you all day long. No. You're causing it. You know,
if somebody is standing over your desk yelling at you, you need to find a different desk.
Exactly. Totally.
Even if your desk is at home, especially.
Right.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.